Hey friend, welcome to Stress Less and Mom Life and Business, where we overcome overwhelm through simple planning and faith-focused purpose. My name is Sarah and I am your host, and I cannot wait to share with you all the tactical and practical steps and tools that I've learned to implement throughout my life, not only in my personal life, but also in my business that help me stress less, overcome that overwhelm, and kick that anxiety that honestly is such a struggle on a daily basis. I really hope that you're able to take some tips and tricks into your daily life so that you can not only overcome overwhelm, but step into the best version of who God's created you to be. Be sure to grab that journal and pen. You're gonna need it. Let's go. Hey friends, welcome back to the show. So if you are a new listener, then this might be a little confusing if this is your first time listening to any of my episodes. And if you are a returning listener, this is definitely going to be different as far as the content of this episode. We are not even going to have an intro or an outro, really. So I'm just going to kind of dive right in. So today's episode, I'd like to kind of open up my heart and share on here. I do feel like this is a safe space for me. I feel like this is a place that I can be open, honest, and vulnerable. In a way that, honestly, when you are on social media, I have a lot of amazing supportive people on social media, but it's just different on this show and this podcast and everything I've poured into it over the past 2 years. So, needless to say, there's a little bit of change happening, and it's going to affect this show in particular and this podcast. If you've been following me for any length of time, I have had a couple of rebrands, refreshes, kind of since I started the podcast that originally started as The Beautiful Shift, and then it moved into Purposely Planned Mom Life, and then it moved into Mom Life, Stress Less and Mom Life and Business. And over this course of just over 2 years of podcasting, I have to say there's been so much I have learned, there's so much confidence I've gained in just using my voice for good and really asking God to kind of work in me and through me through these episodes and through this show. And he's been so amazing, honestly. God has been just so good throughout this whole process. Now, with that being said, I have kind of moved into this season of really seeking out what I'm supposed to be doing within my business and the things that I've been working on and building over the past year. Now, I have experimented with quite a few different things, I guess you could say. I've done a little bit of digital marketing. I've done a little bit of like consulting and some strategy help with businesses, a little social media, of course, podcasting. And I've interned with a few different companies. I've done a lot over the past year, honestly, and saying it out loud makes me kind of like, oh, wow. But I will say that through this process, I have found that it's been amazing to learn and grow from all of these things. And just like if, you know, just like as we go out and about and we try new things, we learn something hopefully from it. And whether that's, you know, we learn good things that we can take with us or we learn what not to do, whatever that may be. And I've had a little bit of both of those learning experiences throughout this process. I will say that I have found myself kind of in a rut. So why do I share this with you? Well, one, I hope it encourages you that if you are a woman in business or if you are just a mom trying to figure out like, Lord, what is it am I supposed to be doing? You know, obviously I love being a mom and I love being a, you know, in my case, I work outside of the home. Maybe you do, maybe you don't, I don't know. But, you know, I want God to use me in every aspect of my life. And I also want to walk in purpose in all the things that I do. And I believe that he uses every situation for his good and glory if we allow him to. And what I have found with my own personal business recently is I've just been struggling and I have kind of lost sight of what is it that I'm supposed to be doing? What direction am I moving? Because I have questioned everything. I have really struggled with, you know, fear of failure. I have struggled with some loss over the last 9 months. And honestly, not just 9 months. I want to say over the past year and a half. And it's not the loss like we think of when we say that word, right? It's not, I haven't lost anybody in particular. We did lose somebody in our family, so there was one loss, but that wasn't as, it's not what I'm referring to. I'm referring to different things in my life that have just affected me in ways that I didn't expect it to, that was, you know, a loss of something that I held dear to me. So maybe this is something you're going through and you haven't even realized it yet. Maybe you're just struggling mentally and emotionally and you're like, what is going on with me? I really encourage you, as always, to take some time to journal and pray about this and ask God to reveal to you what it is that you're struggling with. And I know for me, there has been some struggle in the areas of, you know, people that I thought were friends hurt me, not intentionally, but, you know, I got hurt. And then there was basically somebody that I looked up to in the business world kind of let me down in certain ways. And that responsibility is not on her. It's not her job to make me or anybody else happy. And it wasn't an intentional thing that she did, but something, it was somebody I looked up to. And I loved everything about what she did, what she stood for, and how she did it. And there were just things, some things that kind of hurt my, like, I guess you could say hurt my feelings, however you want to word it, and kind of let me down in a few different ways. And it was kind of a loss to me because I really looked up to this person as somebody that I really was like, wow, they're indirectly a mentor to me because of how they do things and what they do. And anyhow, so there was that. And then in the actual physical and natural, I did experience a miscarriage at the end of last year. And I don't honestly remember if I've shared that here. It's very possible I have not even shared that. So if this is the first time hearing this, there we go. I have walked through that grief. I have, you know, really prayed through, cried through all the emotions that you can think of. And if you are somebody who has experienced that or experiencing that, first of all, I am so sorry. And it is so hard to see past that hurt and that grief. And in my case, you know, it was something, it was really having to realize that I, you know, not only had a physical loss, but it's also the grief of what could have been and what my life could have looked like, you know, here and basically the next, yeah, basically this next month. And so that's been tough and that is challenging. And, you know, I've had to walk through that grief and I've had to walk through basically some hard things, you know. And then to top it all off, you know, last year we had, I had a big shift in my work schedule at Costco, which has been one of the biggest blessings, honestly, in many ways, but it was tough. It was like 90 days I gave myself of grace to just figure life out again because totally different schedule, totally different everything. And I have been praying that God uses me in this season and where I'm at. And I don't know what that's going to look like or how he will, but I know that he's doing something good. So anyhow, needless to say, that's kind of little life update there for you. With that being said, I have finally come to a decision because I have been, ever since I did my refresh on Stress Less in Mom Life and Business, I've kind of felt some pressure with wanting to talk more about business when in reality, I really just wanted to talk about mom life and kind of, you know, just the passions that I have about hot mess mom, moving out of that mindset and into a mindset of like, God's called me for big and great things. And even as a mom, I can accomplish those things, right? And that's where my passion has always lied. That's where it's always been ever since I started this podcast. And I kind of lost sight of that. And I think that there is a part of me that started chasing different things and it kind of left me in this place of like confusion. I felt like I was running around in circles. So with that being said, I really asked God to kind of just help me sort out in my mind what's going on as far as what steps I need to take and to direct my steps and kind of surrendering that I don't want to do this alone. And, you know, anytime we are in business or doing anything that's for, whether it's for profit, in this case, this podcast is not something I do for profit. This podcast is something I do as a passion. And, you know, it can lead to profit in different ways and it has brought in profit in different ways. But in reality, this podcast, especially right now, because of all the changes and the things that I've gone through in my life in the last basically year and a half, it has really caused me to take a few steps back. And maybe you can relate to this. Maybe you're in a season where you're just kind of wondering like, what am I doing? Where am I at? And how do I do the things? And something that's really helped me and it's allowed me to be at peace is one, surrendering it to him and journaling it out every day, all day, all the time. Not all day, but you know what I mean? I journal this out to God all the time. And I just tell him like, Lord, help me. Help me. That's been my mantra over the last year. It's Lord, help me. Because I can't do this alone. I don't know what I'm doing sometimes. And sometimes I question myself every step of the way. And I let all of these fears get in the way. And also I let things distract me from doing things in a way that are, you know, supposed to be glorifying to him. And in reality, it's to satisfy my own needs of whatever that feeling is, right? So As far as going forward, there is going to be a break and a pause that I'm taking from this podcast. It is most likely going to just be a pause and or a break, and I'm going to come back after I take a little bit of time off, kind of like a sabbatical, and really just lean into the Lord and ask Him, God, what am I doing with this, and how can I continue with this in a way that's glorifying to You? And honestly, there's a part of me that very well may be ending the show, and I'm kind of leaving it up in the air at this point, just because there's a big part of me that wants to come back and be able to kind of give the podcast a little bit of a facelift and say, you know what, this is what I was supposed to be doing the whole time, and here we are, and be clear about that direction and asking God to lead the way. And then there's a part of me that worries about the fact that maybe I have been confusing to my audience, and maybe the listeners, you listening here, have been like, oh, wow, she's kind of all over the place. I don't know. And honestly, without direct feedback, which one, I don't really ask for necessarily. And two, when you podcast, you don't get that, you don't really get feedback the same way as if you were on social media or using another platform to use your voice. And so, kind of with that being said, I am kind of in limbo, and I'm not sure what it's going to look like. I don't know if this will be a break or if this will be the end of this show, and this is the end of this season, and moving into potentially, well, I say potentially, I know there will be another, I know that after this sabbatical, I will be doing one of two things. It will be either starting a brand new show and starting from scratch to take what I've learned and applied from podcasting and create my own format to build out a podcast that I know that God is leading, or it's going to be to kind of give this podcast a facelift and move forward into knowing that He is leading me through that change. So with that being said, if you are a new listener and you've made it this far through this episode, you're probably like, whoa, what's going on? There's a lot of content on this podcast that I believe it can be valuable to you and really can be beneficial for you to spend some time listening to. And if you are a returning listener and you listen to this show and, you know, you've hung out with me for a little bit of time, obviously this might be like, whoa, what's going on? Regardless. But just wanted to kind of update you and give you an idea of, like, I am just as human as the next person, and I am just out here figuring it out, probably like you are. And some days I feel like a hot mess, and some days I wonder, what the heck am I doing and who the heck am I to be pursuing big things, right? And then I think back also again on how God's put those things in my heart, and just like you, right? You're probably listening to this and maybe you have some things you resonate with, or maybe you have some fears that you're struggling with, or maybe there's something that you feel like God's called you to and you're wondering, how the heck am I going to do this thing? I hear you. I feel you, and I am right there with you. And even somebody who has a platform like a podcast or a social media platform or whatever platform it may be, we all struggle the same with the insecurities and the fears, and we have to continuously tell the enemy that he is not one, and that we have a Lord and Savior that is big and bold and mighty, and He is here to lead us through every step when it comes to just life and business. And we don't have to live as a hot mess mom, or we don't have to live as a hot mess in general, that we can step into all the things that God's called us to, but we also have to have our priorities in check and making sure that our hearts are focused on Him and His word, and really posturing ourselves to surrender to that. So anyhow, well, with that being said, thank you so much for spending time with me here. And I hope that you take some time to pray and journal about, you know, whatever season you're in. And if it is time for you to take a pause and take a sabbatical and say, Lord, I'm going to put this down and lay this down right now, and You let me know when to pick it back up, you know. And I say that to myself, but also to you and whatever it is that you're pursuing. Maybe that isn't to lay it down at the moment. Maybe, you know, you're in a totally different season. But I do believe that sometimes we go through seasons where we have to, and it looks different for everybody, right? So I'm not telling anybody what to do here. But I know for me, I'm going to be laying it down for just a little bit and figuring out how to move forward. And that's what I feel like is the right thing for me to do right now. So anyhow, friends, I hope you have a wonderful kick butt rest of your week. And I hope to catch you either in a new Refresh podcast, a new, I guess, rebranded facelift podcast on this show, or I hope to catch you in a new show. And if I do start a new show, I will keep you posted and do an episode here about that as well. All right, friends, until next time. I truly hope you were able to receive something from today's episode. If you have a moment and you are loving this episode or this show, if you could please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. It would be such a blessing to me, and this is how I really know that this is somehow blessing you. Thanks so much again, friends, and until next time, have a wonderful goal-crushing week.